Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of the living God. Blessed be the name of the living God. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father God, we come on this morning, Father God, with a grateful heart. We come on this morning, Father God, hallelujah, to say thank you for watching over us as we slept and we slumbered. We come to say thank you, Father God, for bringing us into a brand new day, a day, Father God, that we have not known, a day that we, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, we'll never know again. Father God, we say thank you for protecting us from danger seen and danger unseen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, oh, glory be to God. Father God, as we rise and shine this morning, Father God, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, employ, every satanic contract. Oh, Father God, as we stand on your promises, as we stand on your word, oh, Father God, to decree and to declare that absolutely no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Where would we be, Father, if it was not for you on our side? We thank you, Father God, that it's in you that we live, we move, and we have our being. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, and thank you. Father God, we pray for your children all around the world. Father God, those who are sick, those who are, Father God, unemployed. Father God, those with marital issues, financial issues, mental issues. Oh, Father God, social issues, any type of issues, Father, because you are the issue solver. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Whenever we touch the hem of your garment, our issues are dried up. Oh, Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We pray for them. We pray for ourselves. Father God, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for the longevity. Oh, Father God, the endurance. We thank you for the fight. Oh, Father God, because indeed it is a fight, but we thank you, Father God, that we win. We've already won because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you for all the souls that have been saved, all the backsliders reclaimed, the weak that can now say they're strong, Father God, the sick that are now healed. Oh, Father God, we say thank you. Thank you. Those who were in darkness now walking in the light, we bless your holy and your righteous name. Now, Father God, we pray now, Father, that you will bless our services on today. Bless the woman of God as she comes, Father God, to break unto us. Hallelujah. Oh, the bread of life. We thank you that Jesus is the bread, and man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And your word, Father God, which proceedeth out of your mouth, will never, ever, ever return unto you void, but will always and shall always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we say thank you, God. We magnify you, we glorify you, and we praise you. Thank you, God. Thank you. We bind every spirit of interference. Hallelujah. Every spirit of interruption, Father God, that will stop this service from going forward on today. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors here to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Maybe you've been flipping down the channels this morning. Glory be to God. Or maybe it's afternoon where you are. Or maybe it's evening where you are. Amen. And you tripped up into our fellowship services. But we want you to know, amen, that your trip, amen, is an appointment. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It was an appointed trip because there are no mistakes in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to the spiritual breakfast for champions. Glory be to God. And we invite you to have a seat. Amen. At the breakfast table, breakfast is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory be to God. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And because there is no distance and time in the spirit, amen. Hallelujah. God is here. Hallelujah. So that's why you have come to the right place at the right time. So please enjoy the services today and enjoy the services to the extent that you keep coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, and we have been meeting here for the last 11 years and 8 months. Amen. And we're still going. We're still going. We're still going. And we refuse to quit. Amen. And amen. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I bring you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. So, amen. We pray that everyone is excited and this brand new day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God did it. God did it. God did it. Amen. So we pray that you are encouraged. We want to thank God for our praise party on last night. Amen. Glory be to God that we have every other Friday night. Amen. Bring your own praise. And we just want to thank God that God met us there and God is faithful and he is always there. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, we don't meet God there. God meets us. We don't meet God there. God meets us there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No, God don't meet us there. We meet God there. And whatever. Amen. We want to say thank God that we abide in him and he abide in us. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the Lord God, he is good. And it's not a cliche. Amen. It's not a cliche. Amen. The Lord, he really is good. Amen. He really is. Amen. But you got to come to know him. Amen. To know that. All right. This morning, we want to get into the word. Amen. We have been walking down, amen, the men of the Bible, the women of the Bible, and the Bible period. Glory be to God. If it's in the word, we want to hear it. That's all. As long as it's in the Bible. We don't want nobody coming with their own Bibles. Amen. Glory be to God. Their own doctrines. Amen. Hallelujah. If it's in the word, amen, we want to hear it. And, you know, and we've been learning so much, so much, so much, so much. We want to thank God because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we want to thank God as we study to show ourselves approved unto God as workmen, needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen and amen. All right, so today we are going to receive our elaboration on Zerubbabel. And we learned yesterday from my minister, Denise, amen, that some of these names, beloved, we can pronounce them two or three ways. I was thinking about my own name. I said, well, some people call me Alfreda, and some people call me Alfreda. All right, glory be to God. You still spell it the same. All right, hallelujah. But it's different ways, amen, that we can pronounce
amen, certain names. I thought about the name Deborah. Some people say Deborah. Some people say Deborah. Amen. Some people say Job. Some people say Job. So, Lord, glory be to God. As long as we get the message, as long as we get the message. All right, let's not get stuck with the small stuff. Let's just get the message. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Coming to us this morning, amen, all the way, amen, from, I think she's from Westchester. I think she's still out in Westchester. Wherever she is, she's here with us. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for her. We have not heard from her in a minute. Amen. But she's still here. Amen. Working in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Loving the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God for her commitment to serve, her commitment to give, her commitment to lift up Jesus Christ. Amen. She is indeed a teacher of the gospel. Amen. Glory be to God. She can teach. She can teach. Amen. She's a friend to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries and to myself. And we want to thank God for this beautiful, beautiful woman of God. Amen. Not only is she beautiful on the inside, she's beautiful on the outside. Not only is she beautiful on the outside, she's beautiful on the inside. Amen. So at this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our minister, Annette Wilson. Amen. That we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities as she comes to share with us, amen, her insights on Zerubbabel. We pray that you will have your pencils. Amen. Take some notes. Take some copious notes, jot down some thoughts, amen, grab that rhema, amen, whatever, amen, hallelujah. Just, you come to eat this morning. You come to eat a spiritual meal, amen, so keep your ears open. And he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. All right, amen. Good morning, Minister Annette, how are you?
Good morning, God bless you. I'm doing great, how are you?
I am exceedingly well this morning. Thank you. Amen. To God be praise, honor, and glory. Thank you for being here with us on this morning. And the floor is yours.
Amen. Good morning, people of God. Good morning. Thank God for this day, the day that he has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Father God, as we partake of your word of God, Father God. I ask that you would just anoint my lips, Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to your sight, Father God, as the seed is going forward. Let it take root into the people's hearts and minds, and let it bring forth much fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. As Pastor Bradford has already noted that I'm, she gave me the task of Zerubbabel, and I was like, okay. So Zerubbabel, you can find him in the book of Ezra. I'm just going to give you a little bit background of Zerubbabel and then tie it into to the people of God, to our lives and what are called the anointing of God that he has on our lives for us to do in this day and time. So in the book of Ezra, the book of Ezra is a remarkable witness of God's faithfulness to his people. So Zerubbabel, we're going to call him a man with a mission. You can read about him in the book of Ezra in the Old Testament, and it's best to read this book, Ezra, as well as with Nehemiah, because they was on the same type of plane. They were builders. And Zerubbabel is a Babylonian name, meaning offspring of Babylon. He was born in captivity during exile. He was a governor. He was very influential. He was a leader. And he was the prince of Judah. And he was from the lineage of David. So he come from a royal line. And we all know that David come through Jesus. So Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. Zerubbabel is best known for spearheading the rebuilding of God's temple in Jerusalem. So he was a builder. And he restored the altar of the burnt offerings in Ezra 3:2. I'm just going to read a little bit of it. Then Jeshua, son of Zadok, and his fellow priests, and Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and his associates began to build the altar of the God of Israel to sacrifice burnt offerings on it, in accordance with what is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. Whenever God gives us a task or God gives you a vision, if there are always going to be obstacles, there's always going to be opposition, there's always going to be some negativity, there's going to be some type of blockage and barrier that the enemy is going to try to distract the people of God. And you know that whenever God gives you something, if you're not going to go through a hurdle, you're not going to go through some barriers or opposition, then it's not from God. Because in the word of God right here in the book of Ezra, Zerubbabel, God had gave him. So soon after he began to work on the temple, he experienced opposition from the Samaritans. And the Samaritans, they were a mixed race of Jews and Gentiles from northern Israel. You can find that out in 2 Kings 17:24-31. They came to volunteer to help. But Zerubbabel knew what God had told him. So he rejected their offering because they did not follow the God of Israel. They were ungodly. It was an ungodly alliance that would have weakened or stopped or hindered Israel, the project that God had given him. So he rejected that. And you can look at that in your own life. Whenever God says to you, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, and you're going to experience the opposition, you're going to have people that's going to come to you and say, oh, the Lord told me to, and I'm going to help you in this. The Lord said this, or I'm going to do this. And you're so gullible, and you're like, oh, yes, I'm going to have you. They got my back. They're on my side. And next thing you know, God didn't send that person to you. God didn't send them to you. The enemy sent them to you. And that's what happened with Zerubbabel. But he had the insight and the knowledge to say, oh, no, I'm not going to mix this because, you know, we're not going in the same direction. We don't serve the same God. You know, so he rejected the Samaritans. So after he rejected them, the Samaritans wrote to Persia to stop the project. They wanted to stop what God had already placed in the man of God's heart for him to do. They wanted to bring up all of this confusion and say, oh, no, we're going to put a stop to this. We're going to put a stop to it. So they wrote to King Artaxerxes and let him know what Zerubbabel's plans was. So it eventually stopped. They had to stop the project. And Zechariah 4:1-8, it gives a synopsis of all that they had did to hinder and stop project. 16 years later, an angel informed the prophet Zechariah that Zerubbabel would complete the project. So whenever God has something in store for you, it's going to be a witness. He said, that's why it's so important that you hear from God and that you're connected with the right people, because the word of God, the prophecy of God is going to come to fruition no matter what enemy tries, no matter what the devil throws a monkey wrench in the project. When God has already spoke to the prophet, the woman of God, or the man of God, to tell you what the next direction and what the next phase in your life is going to be, the devil can't stop nothing. So for 16 years later, and as the temple foundation was laid, the people reacted in two ways because the project moved forward. They were singing and we praising the Lord because the temple was so beautiful. This was like one of his temple was as big as Solomon's temple. And it was so beautiful and so splendor that the people were so elated and they were so excited about what God had done. So we see that in Ezra 8:3-13. In the second month of the second year after their arrival, the house of God in Jerusalem, Jerusalem, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Zadok, and the rest of their brothers, the priests and the Levites, and all who had returned from the captivity to Jerusalem, began the work appointing Levites 20 years of age in order to supervise the building of the house of the Lord. Joshua and his sons and brothers, Cadmiel and his sons, descended of Hodiah, and the sons of Hernad, and their sons and brothers, all Levites, joined together in supervising those working on the house of God. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments and with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, the cymbals, took their places to praise the Lord, as described by David, king of Israel. With praise and thanksgiving, they sang to the Lord, "He is good. His love to Israel endures forever." And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the older priests and Levites and the family heads who had seen the former temple wept aloud when they saw the foundation of this temple being laid, while many others shouted for joy. No one could distinguish the sound of the shouts of joy from the sound of weeping because the people made so much noise and the sound was heard far away. So that just lets you know right there that no matter what's going on, no matter what the enemy has thrown in your pathway, we as the people of God, we got to continue to praise and worship and give God a shout of victory, because we got the victory no matter what's going on, no matter what we go through, no matter what the enemy will try to stop the plans and the purposes of God for your life. He can't stop it because he wasn't the one who started. The word of God says, "He who has begun a good work in you, he will perform it. He will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." So when God has a call on your life and he has given you a purpose and a plan, he said, "I know the plans that I have for you," Jeremiah 29:11, "plans to prosper you and not to do you harm, plans for a hope and a future. These are the plans that I have for you." That's what the Lord is saying to his people. So in Zechariah 4:10, God silenced his critics. "For those who despise the day of small beginnings," the word of God said, "do not despise the days of small beginnings." Don't despise it. I am a God that I can do anything. I'm a big God. So whenever God has has a calling on your life, it might look small. Take baby steps. You keep on moving. You keep on going, regardless of what is happening. regardless of what interruption that has taken place, you got to keep building. You got to keep going. You building your, whatever your dream is, you building your vision that God has called you to do. You're trying to build your family, bring your family together to be on one accord. To, you know, you're building in prayer. You're building in fasting. You're building on your health. You're building on living in peace. Whatever it is that you're building, keep going in spite of the obstacles and oppositions. So, in other words, while Zerubbabel waited, because he had to take a gap in what he was doing. It was a gap. He had to wait. But while he waited, the Lord watched over the project, making sure it would be completed according to his will. And I gave you the scripture that he who has begun a good work in you, he will perform it. He's going to do it. He's going to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. We don't know how long it's going to take sometimes, but that's not our figure it out, because God already has the date and the time and the season for that dream and that vision to come to fruition. As long as we don't give up, as long as we don't throw in the towel, as long as we don't stop. We might pause for a minute, but you just go pick it up. Little by little, you do something that signifies that I know that the Lord has told me to do this, and I'm going to do what God has told me to do, regardless if sickness come into play or death or divorce or your children on drugs or your children going astray or your grandchildren is doing this or whatever the case may be. You got to keep going. You got to keep pushing, because nothing is hidden from God's infinite intelligence or omniscience. He watches over his word performance. We serve a God that is able to do exceedingly, Ephesians 3:20, exceedingly abundantly above anything that we ask or think, according to his word. Haggai prophesied to Zerubbabel. He prophesied that God's spirit would enable the nation to finish reconstructing the temple. 4 years later, Zerubbabel put the capstone in place, signifying that the temple was finished. You find that in Ezra 6:16-18. I'm just going to read this. Then, because of the decree King Darius had sent, Tatiana, governor of Trans-Euphrates, and Shiva Bozina and their associates carried it out with diligence. So the elders of the Jews continued to build and prosper under the preaching of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah, a descendant of Edo. They finished building the temple according to the command of the God of Israel and decrees of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. The temple was completed on the third day of the month of Adar in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius. No matter what it looks like, when God gives you the promise and God gives you the task, he gives you that prophetic word, rest assured that God's going to bring it to pass. He's a sovereign. God is sovereign over all the earth, and his prophetic programs will succeed and accomplish what he divinely decreed. So this man, he was a man with a mission. And that lets me know, just to dive into this, into the book of Ezra and to study it, you know, we can relate to this. I don't know about you, but I can relate to this. When you're building something it's always going to be some kind of obstacles. It's always going to be a stoppage. It's always going to be a small beginning. Don't despise the days of small beginnings, people of God. Don't despise it. Because God works in he works all in the crevices of those things and the small things. You don't have to always start out big. Because when you build in something, it takes time. It takes time. You know, we're working on a project. Whenever God gives you something, a dream or a vision, he always brings a provision. But his timing is not in our hands. It's not in our hands. The timing is in God's hands. Because God says that, you know, time doesn't mean nothing to God. He is the time. And the good thing about it is learning about this man, Zerubbabel, you know that the hand of God was on him because he listened to the Holy Spirit. He listened to God, and he knew that I'm not going to connect with certain people because I know that these people are not walking in the same direction. They're not walking in the same direction as me. We're not on the same, we don't serve the same God. And then you find people that that's sitting right there beside you in the church and going to the church and praying and they got one foot in the church and one foot out. And that is not who you want to be walking and to be on your team when you're building something. When you're building something, you don't want those kind of spirits. And Zerubbabel, he knew that, oh no, I'm gonna follow the leading of the Holy Spirit of what I'm called to do. And just like Zerubbabel was a builder, Nehemiah was a builder. You know, that's why those two, it's like a twins. You got to study both of them together because Nehemiah was building on the wall. He said, I ain't coming down. I'm not coming down. And when you look at what Nehemiah said, I'm not coming down because he knew the assignment. He knew the assignment what God had on his life, just like Zerubbabel. I got an assignment, and I'm not going to let nobody come into what God has already told me to do and to get me off of my assignment. You might be delayed, but you're not denied. God's delay is not God's denial because God works in the crevices. He working behind the scenes. He's getting things in order. He's getting the ground together. He's getting the right people together. He's getting the finances together. He's going to give you favor with him and favor with man. So people of God, I just want to say, don't be distracted. And but don't be discouraged, because when God has given you an assignment from him, you best believe you're going to get some opposition. You're going to run into some hurdles. You're going to run into distractions. But you got to keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes focused on what God has said and what he has already placed on the inside of you. Because whatever was prophesied, whatever was spoken to you, it was just a confirmation. Because God already placed it on the inside of you anyway. So I just want to encourage you today to keep building the dream, keep building the vision, and don't let no man make you come down. You might have to stop. You might have to put it on pause. But when you put it on pause, you do what you're supposed to do until God has bring all the connections together. He connect that whole thing together. And that's the kind of God that we serve. So be blessed, be encouraged, and know that when God has given you something, When God has placed it in your heart, he's going to give you that assignment. Rest assured, it shall come to pass in the right time, in the right season, in the right hour, and with the right people, it shall come to pass. Be blessed. Love you all. And just know that God is on your side. If God be for you, who can be against you? Who can be against the plan and the purposes that God has called for his people? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We want to bless the name of the Lord. Amen. I love those elaborations where I get a message. I get a message. I may have me a message for tomorrow. Amen. Love me to God. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Sister, amen. As I recap, amen, as you have shared with us, amen, Minister Nett on Zerubbabel, a man with a mission. Amen. A man rebuilding the temple. Amen. As you was talking about that, I thought about us rebuilding our temple because we are the temple of the living God. Let God rebuild us. Amen. And then you talked about the obstacles, the barriers, the distractions. And if we're not having any distractions, then we better check it because you're probably walking. Amen. You're not walking with God because you're going to have some obstacles. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The vision is always bigger than us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we cannot be discouraged. Amen. Hallelujah. You talked about that ungodly alliance. Glory be to God. Amen. It's amazing how many people, God's people, amen, are walking with the wrong people. They don't know the devil from God. They don't know light from dark. Amen. But you came and you made it so plain. You said, look, number one, if they're not going in the same direction that you're going, that's your number one cue. You're walking with the wrong people. Glory be to God. Wake up. Go on and drink some black coffee. Amen. Glory be to God. Then you went on to say, amen, that as we continue, press, fight the good fight of faith. Oh, glory be to God. Fight it. The Lord gave us permission. Fight it. Amen. Glory be. And if you fight, you're going to win. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you don't fight, you're going to lose. And you will finish your course. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said hear from God. Amen. God is going to connect you to the right people. And then you went on to say how we are unstoppable. The devil can't stop us. That's why he's afraid of us. But because we're not anchored in the word, we act like we're afraid of him. But God didn't give us a spirit of fear. We have to know that we are unstoppable. Then you went on to say something really huge. You said God will silence your critics. Wow. Because you know they talk about you. Oh, Lord, you know they talk about you over the bunches. Yeah, my God, my. You said, do not despise small beginnings. Don't quit. Don't quit. Life wasn't Jesus' kingdom ministry. You know, we've been here almost 12 years every day. Every day for 12 years. Glory be to God. But you said, don't despise. So what if it's only a handful? So what if it's only one or two people? So what if it's only $5? So what? Glory be to God. Just keep going. Amen. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. You said, keep building, keep pushing, keep going. Don't quit. Pick it up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, and keep going, because as God told Zerubbabel, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He said, because it's not by power. Glory be to God. You're not going to win by your own power. Oh, my God, sookie, sookie. I feel the anointing, Sister Nett. You said, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. That's how you're going to win, because I'm backing you. Oh, my God. And if God be for you, the devil is in trouble. Hey, my God, how you going to lose? So therefore, you say, give the Lord a shout. Oh, I love it. You said, give the Lord a shout. We don't have to wait until the battle's over. You don't have to wait until the delivery is made. You don't have to wait until the manifestation. It was, what, 4 years later. Look, you can start shouting right now on that four-year journey. Oh, welcome, my, 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 my. Hey, God. Oh, my God. Girl, that was good. That was good. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm pumped. You gave me a, I said, you have connected something here. I like that. I like that.
That's all right.
I was wondering what I was going to give God's people tomorrow, but the Lord has spoke to me and then connected some stuff. We want to, that's what, that's the electricity of the word. The electricity of the word,
yes,
does that. It's a living word. Glory be to God. All right. Yeah, I'm high now. Amen. Glory be to God. I was okay before the service, but you done, that word has pumped me up, amen, to a different, amen, upper level, to I needed that boost this morning. Amen.
Amen.
I be praised. All right. Come back. Take another minute. Let us know if you have any announcements. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know what's happening in your part of the woods. I know that you most of the time have your hands on, you know, some projects here and there. We know that you're an entrepreneur in spirit. Amen. So if you desire, amen, and if you have any announcements you desire to share, feel free to do so if you desire.
No announcements in particular right now, but just know that God has placed in my heart, you know, the dream that he has given me. I already know that that's going to come to pass in the due time and the right season. So this study, this was a divine teaching. This was a divine, because I'm like, Zerubbabel, okay. You know, I didn't know a whole lot about him, but it ministered to me. See how God works. Because my dream and my vision has been put on pause and put on hold. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Because as long as you keep that fire in your heart, you know, God will bring it to pass. It don't matter. And I also want to just give this little nugget. And in the book of Ezra, and Zerubbabel was building, but God was rebuilding their hearts so that they would truly obey and worship him.
Mm-hmm.
So in that time of waiting and, you know, things are on pause, God doing something on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I can testify to that.
Yeah,
because when it's going to come to the full turn, you know, regardless of the stop, the plan, and the pausing, he's doing something on the inside. He's maturing you. He's making you. He's getting you prepared. He's getting you ready for that next, for that dream to come to fruition, and for that vision to be birthed again, a rebirth. So I just want to say he's rebuilding in my heart. He's rebuilding some stuff in me. And always working on something, you know. And that's,
wow,
that's what,
wow,
I can testify to. This blessed my heart. This was for me. And I'm going to delve into this even further. So I don't know about, I know it just touched your heart, but it touched me as well.
bless the Lord. We are in training for reigning. And you know, I'm smiling, Minister Annette, because everyone that has come forth today, not today, since we started this, said that, you know, when I give, like when I assign the people to speak on, I just say a prayer and ask the Lord who. And then everyone has come forth to say, hey, you know what I mean? It was a blessing in this. I see this, you know what I mean? So it just shows that how God is just, like you say, orchestrating everything, amen, from start to finish, amen. It's real. And I agree with you, amen, that there is a blessing in the waiting. There is a blessing. God is building something. God is working on something so that when, amen, that thing manifests, we'll be ready for it.
Yes.
Oh, we will be ready for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is working. Amen. Like you said, connecting all the dots together. We can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But we look. Woo. It's like when you go to the theater and the curtains are closed, and you sit there with your popcorn or whatever, your wine or whatever, waiting for them to open up and the show to begin. God is behind the scenes, baby.
Yes.
Working on this person's heart, working on that person's heart, bringing that together.
Yes.
Next thing you know, it's like, how did this happen? Guess what?
All
God's been
together.
Working on it all the time. All the time. My God. My God. Let me stop. I'm going to start preaching all over again. We've been carrying this thing on. That's how good the word is. Amen. But this was good. This was good. Amen. Minister Annette, we have to hear from you more often. We have to hear from you more often. Amen. Amen. For your wisdom and your anointing. And that was really good. Amen. I'm talking like this because the word is still preaching. It's still, you know what I mean? It's like still working. You know what I mean? You know, it's like when you take the medicine, amen, and you go about your business, but the medicine is working in you. That word is still taking root, amen, and germinating. So we just want to thank God, and we want to thank God for you, and thank God for that wonderful, wonderful elaboration on today. Amen. God bless
amen.
You.
You're welcome.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen and amen. Amen. If you've been listening to our minister, Annette Wilson, amen, glory be to God. Beloved, anybody, amen, anytime you hear any of our guests, any of our partners, anyone that comes to bring an elaboration and you would like to know more about them, maybe you would want them to come and speak on your platform, amen, in your circle, in your Zoom call, at your church, amen, let us know. Let us know, amen. And just reach out to us. Amen. So this is Minister Annette Wilson. Amen. And she is from out of Westchester. And so we want to thank God. Amen for her. We want to thank God for a lovely week. It's been a lovely week. We want to thank God for all of the prayer warriors as we have met at the altar of prayer every day this week. Amen. At 12 o'clock noon and at 9 p.m. We want to thank our minister Joanne for the praise party last night. We want to thank our evangelist Ernestine for Wednesday night Bible study this week. Glory be to God. We want to thank God that we met at the morning altar on social media. Amen. 5 o'clock. Amen. At 5 o'clock, 3 days a week, we meet on social media, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. And then here for breakfast and our TV streaming. Amen. Thank God for our 24-hour, amen, TV stream. We want to thank God for you. We want to thank God. We notice we have some new listeners in China. And China and in Canada, we notice that you're there. Amen. We want to welcome you to our platform. Welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. And we want to thank you, amen, for chiming in. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. It's been a beautiful, beautiful week. Amen. And we're believing God for a beautiful weekend. We will be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be back at 12 o'clock noon. Amen. On social media. On social media and internet radio. We found a way to do it, bring it all together. So we're getting better. Why? Because the Lord is teaching us. Let me say this as we close. So we thank God for TBN. We thank God for Jane Crouch and her husband, Paul Crouch. Y'all remember them. Amen. And when they got started, that's a worldwide network now. But when they got started with shower curtains. Amen. It's their backdrop. They got started in some little teeny room with some borrowed camera and borrowed money. And you got to hear their story. You got to hear their story. Amen. Glory be to God. And that vision is bigger than them. They went on to be with the Lord, but now that vision is traveling around the world. And they have the, you know, the staff. They have the money. They have a, why did I say all that? Look here. Amen. Glory be to God. You got Pastor Bradford. Amen. Glory be to God. We putting the radio together. Y'all heard. Y'all look. I'm very transparent. Amen. Y'all hear my frustration when I get frustrated. Amen. Glory be to God. I try not to get too frustrated.
Amen. But I'm human and I do get frustrated. I don't mind being real. Amen. Glory be to God. But you see us. Amen. Glory be to God. We have the blog radio. Every now and then we have little technical difficulties. Amen. We have the free conference call right now. We have two platforms right now at one time coming in. Glory be to God. Then we have the social media. Okay. We have about, when we go on social media, we're on six platforms at one time, okay? Then we have the TV program, okay? Now, you got all this, amen, with Pastor Bradford running the office, doing all the techie stuff, and she don't know nothing about being techie, amen, and teaching and preaching, amen. Why? Because I laugh because the Lord is teaching me. I was sharing with a brother yesterday. I said, the little bit I know, God has taught me, amen. But guess what? Beloved, it ain't always be this way. Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, we're going to have a staff of people. We're going to have a staff of the technician. We're going to have the cameraman. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to have the media person. We're going to have the marketing person. The same way, amen, the same way Joyce Meyer's got it going on. The same way TD Jakes got it going on. Ron Carpenter and all those other big preachers, you think, glory be to God, they started out big? No, they started out just like Jane and Paul Krause with shower curtains on a 3-cent budget. You hear what I'm saying? But what, they didn't give up. They didn't give up. But you ever go downtown, glory be to God, and I love the high rises, amen, because that's where I'm moving to, amen. I just want to live up in the sky, amen. So you go downtown and you look up and say, oh, my God. When did they throw that building up? 50-story building. You didn't see it coming. But see, what was happening is for the last couple years, they was underground. They was underground digging that foundation. Because if they got a 50-story building, they have to have a 50-story, they have to go 50 stories deep, amen, to put up a 50-story building. You didn't see them underground sweating. You didn't see them underground digging and labor. See, but when that foundation is set, you can throw the building up. That's what happened with Zerubbabel. That's what's happening with the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. We gonna blow up so quick, everybody gonna say, what happened? No, we was building all the time, excuse me. We just in the small beginnings. See, we you know what I mean? We just never stopped. We've been building all the time. Glory, you got tired of building. But we got tired too, but we kept going. Oh, my God. All right, I told you, Sister Nett, you did this. All right, so I want to say thank you to all of our ministry partners who put the time in this week. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your finances. Thank you for everything. And for all of you who we have never met, we see the back office. We don't know. The numbers are growing. The numbers are growing. We have, I would flip to the page, but I don't want to lose this page. Amen. And next week, I'm going to take a picture of it and let you know some of our listeners, some of the places that they're listening to. I mean, in foreign countries, amen, they're here following Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. What? Because they're not following me and they're not following the ministry. They're following the Lord because we're doing the Lord's work. Amen. And the people, amen, Sister Annette, as you touched on it, the people was able to build the wall because the people had a mind to work. It's going to be a good weekend. Amen. The weather, the heat is broken a little bit over here. Amen. In the East Coast, get out today. Go for a walk around the corner. Amen. Do something. Amen. And while you're walking, tell somebody that Jesus is Lord. Amen and amen. All right. Back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. You'll find us on social media, and you'll find us here too. All right. God bless, God bless, God bless. All right. Father God, we say thank you for this awesome teaching today on Zerubbabel. That was loaded. That was a loaded elaboration, Father. I think it was so loaded because it was really for me. She said it was for her. It was for me. Glory be to God. God knows it's for me. You know, look, let me tell you something. We're closing right now. That word was for me. Because let me tell you something. I don't talk. Right now, the Lord has me sort of in an isolated place, so I ain't been doing a whole bunch of talking. But I've been fighting. I've been fighting for my life. My warfare was so intense the last 2 days, beloved. I'm going to tell you the truth. I had to come over here and take my blood pressure to make sure I wasn't having a stroke. And find out my blood pressure was better than what it normally is. But that was what I was feeling was the intensity. See, because we don't fight against flesh and blood. But you want to know why the fight is so heavy? Because the blessing's so close. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, order our steps, lead us, guide us, direct us, Father God. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. Help us not to give up. Help us to hold on to the vision, Father God. Help us to run. Help us to make it plain. But Father God, you said in Habakkuk that it shall come to pass. And you are not a man, and you are not a liar. And we say thank you, Father, that it's coming to pass not by our might, not by our power, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless Minister Nett. Father God, in the name of Jesus, every other minister that have come forth, Father God, this week in any capacity, all of the ministry partners coming forth, thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for that we heard last night from some of our ministry partners we haven't heard from in years. God, it was good to hear from them. Good to hear from them, God. We say thank you, God. Thank you for all the prayers that you've answered. Oh, Father God, we just want to give you praise, and we want to give you a shout. We want to give you a shout right now, because the battle is already won. We win and the devil lose. We win and the devil lose. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, 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 amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. As we bind every spirit of retaliation, in Jesus' name. It has been my pleasure to serve you this week. It is always my pleasure. I get a little tired from now and then, but guess what? Hallelujah. It's not by power, nor by might, but God, by God's Spirit. Thank you for receiving me and accepting me. Amen. Hallelujah. As the apostle, amen, hallelujah, called to this generation at this time. All right. Have a good weekend. See you tomorrow, Lord's willing. If not, we'll see you next week, Lord's willing. Somewhere along the line, we're going to see you. If not on this side, on the other side, we're going to see you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You're feeling all alone. Your pain is very real. It seems to be no way out. Just look above and deep inside. You can survive. It's gonna get better. Don't give up now. Joy will come, that hope so will you stay. It's gonna get better, it's gonna get better. Please don't throw your life away. Ooh. You're worth much more.